You know, his sister, two of his sisters lived together, Miss Joe and Miss Laura. And Miss Laura, one night, Miss Joe woke up, Miss Laura was standing over her, beating to cut her throat with the razor. But she said, "Honey, what's the matter?" She said, "Let me get up and make some coffee. Do you want some more coffee? And let us have some hot coffee." She said, "You gonna give me some coffee?" She said, "Yes." She done that to get out of bed.
Yeah.
But she didn't cut her sister. But the next day, she cut Dolly. The little girl had long curls hung around her shoulder. And she cut that child's throat and then stood to the mirror and cut her. But she cut here and missed the goozle and hit over there. She didn't kill herself. And Uncle Dennis was there, one of the old men that had been there in slave. He said that goddamn woman and cut that child. Ooh, he loved, was crazy about children, just like I am. But Dr. got there and he saved her. Lord knows.
Wait a minute, you worked that all your life?
I stayed with them until they died. And then I done stayed with their children.
Oh. You got three young ladies.
Mr. Ernest now. Do you know Mr. Ed who waits on the counter?
Yeah.
He stayed. Yeah. He used to wait for him and his wife and his mother-in-law and her daughter. Mr. Ed and
they
nice
got children?
Got two.
Yeah.
Boy and a girl. And they house so clean, Miss Polly. We pulled off our shoes at the back on the back porch and went in the house barefooted.
You did?
Look at that house. That's the way it is. And I kept it clean. I wiped that.
You wasn't gonna have any dirt dragging.
You see how this one is, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't stand nothing dirt. I wasn't raised that way. I was taught if I had on a rag, let it be clean. And I was always taught to leave my house clean, my bed clean, can myself clean, because I may fall in the street somewhere.
That's right.
And let that little, see that little bug when he got that. He smelly all eating. He won't come eat. But when Lulabelle is here, she kept garbage in the kitchen, and I ain't never been used to keeping no garbage in the house. Get out fast if you get through with it. I pee all my stuff on papers and things. Then when I get through, they through. What you want?
So I was going to put this like this.
You going to get up? That's right.
Yeah.
That's where I put them.
Yeah.
Wait,
I
want to
fix him some
cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
Homemade
inch
cobbler.
That's it.
Well, you went all out.
I'll put some pie too.
I sure am.
Fix him some too here, Miss Mary.
Okay.
I'm sorry they didn't have no mayonnaise for this.
Oh,
but I'm not supposed to eat some things, but I do have it for my friends when they come around. But I wasn't expecting nobody today. I didn't. If you want the more coffee, I'll eat this water.
No, this is just fine. Thank you.
As much as you want. Now, y'all eat as much as you want, because that's what I cooked. You know, the people have easy time now, because people, I had to make my own homemade bread, rolls. I had to make my own mayonnaise. Take a yolk of an egg and a bottle of oil and whip that mayonnaise up and then put salt and lemon juice in it. That was the best mayonnaise.
Oh yeah, that's real.
Yes?
Yeah.
I had to make rolls, make my own cakes, churn my own ice cream.
Oh
with
yeah.
Old crunch churn.
Old time to change.
Now they don't have nothing to do but push a button.
That's right.
And they're fussing. And I wasn't getting nothing. $7 a week. They're getting $35 and $40 a week. Now I'm fussing. Ain't satisfied. And ain't doing nothing.